Ladies and gentlemen, school's out for the end of the year. So 13th Fox presents the GWA 2018 End of Term Play. Starring all your favorite boys and girls here in the GWA community, except for those who didn't record for us. And featuring advertisements from all of your favorite products. Well, the ones you paid up anyway. We hope that you have a great time listening. Enjoy the fun. Some hope. Don't forget to comment. Remember, no refunds.
And welcome back, everybody, to live coverage of the biggest hockey game this year. It's the seventh and deciding game of the GWA Championships. And the puck's about to drop for the second period. Brett Bigheimer here, along with my broadcast partner, Herb Greenstreet. And we're coming at you live from the Mormon Tabernacle Arena in Las Vegas.
Hi, everybody. Good to be with you.
Our score? Well, who cares about the score? Let's take another look at Alaska right wing K.S. McCarthy's girlfriend, Wowzer. You right-wingers get all the good-looking women. Would you look at that, Herbie?
Yes, Brett, you've actually pointed her out four or five times already tonight.
Folks, that is Miss Alaska, and holy whack-a-mole, that is a beautiful woman. Oh my goodness, if she was a ray gun, she'd be set to stunning.
We've got a stunner of a game going on here tonight, Brett.
Say, how's their relationship, Herb? Are they, engaged or what? I mean, do I have any chance at all here?
Well, I don't know, Brad. Look, I think Serling's going to take a shot.
And speaking of taking a shot, let's go to a different shot of Miss Alaska. Great smoking halibut. I'm glad I've got my library card because I am totally checking her out. And she bends down. Let's see that again on the replay. Oh, Herbie, my teeth are sweating right now.
I don't even know what that means.
Casey McCarthy must be doing something, right? Man, oh, man. I know where I'm going to be later tonight, Herb. I'll be standing in Miss Alaska's driveway with my boombox blasting, "Let me feel your love."
Oh, that's just creepy.
Or maybe I should just sing it right now.
I don't think that's a good idea, partner.
I tell you one thing, I'm going to go to her house in Alaska to be my bride.
What?
Herbie, you're looking at the next Mrs. Brett Bigheimer.
You're already married, Brett.
Oh, that's right. Honey, if you're watching tonight, I want a divorce.
Look, Brett, Alaska just scored again.
And speaking of scoring again?
Oh, no, don't go there.
I'm glad I refilled my Viagra prescription.
Oh, come on, seriously?
I wonder if she's related to Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What?
Because Jean-Claude Van Damme, she's sexy.
Stop it, just stop it.
I'm so hot, my adult diapers are about to melt.
Will you knock it off?
Oh, mama.
There's kids watching this, Brett. Nobody wants to see you perv out into some girl young enough to be your daughter. Not cool. Not cool at all.
Okay.
Right.
All right, partner. I guess I did kind of get carried away there for a minute.
Gee, you think? Can you please talk about something else besides Miss Alaska?
I know. Okay. Let's get back to this fine game of hockey, Herb.
Thank you.
And there's a shot of Casey McCarthy's mother.
Huh?
Dee Dee Bonner.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gracious angel, where's my Viking helmet?
Viking helmet? What?
Because me so horny.
Oh, jeez, stop.
She's no Miss Alaska, but that is a sexy woman, Herbie. I bet her dad is a farmer.
Oh, no, please, no.
Because she's got a nice set of melons.
Just shut up.
Or maybe he's a drug dealer, because he's dope to me.
Don't mention dope on a live broadcast. Are you crazy?
If she was a booger, I'd pick her first, Herbie.
Oh, inappropriate. Oh, someone turn his microphone off, please.
She smells good.
Oh, just go to commercials, please.
Somebody give me my cell phone. I gotta make a booty call, baby.
Please, make it stop.
Yeah. Are you tired of talking dirty to yourself? Have you ever fantasized about being raped by a tentacled monster? Did you spend your life savings on phone sex lines? If this sounds familiar, you might want to try GWAFIL. Completely genuine clinical studies have shown that using GWAFIL can result in orgasms, pleasurable comments, enhanced self-image, and feelings of relaxation and sexual satisfaction.
GWAFIL may not be suitable for everyone. If you are offended by the word fuck or by people fucking, you may need to ask your doctor if GWAFIL is right for you. Possible side effects of GWAFIL may include drowsiness, insomnia, sudden purchase of audio equipment, shortness of breath, increased heart rate, uncontrollable moaning, vaginal secretions, spontaneous eruptions, headache, nausea, vomiting, death, dizziness, dysentery, cardiac arrhythmia, varicose veins, darkened stool, darkened soul, lycanthropy, or vomiting, arteriosclerosis, virginity, vampirism, mild discomfort, spontaneous dental hydrocolloidal, sugar high, regurgitation, and mild rash.
If you are sexually pent up, don't wait. Talk to your local hot nurse or doctor today. For directional web vaginal discomfort more than 4 hours, do not record 4-hour audio to post to GWA. We are not responsible for any addictions to GWA film.
Oh, honey. Are you tired of meeting incredibly handsome, buffed up guys whose favorite subjects are always themselves? Wouldn't you rather talk live, one-on-one, with mature men who aren't obsessed with flat stomachs and perfect hair? Then call today and talk live to potbelly guys in their 50s who are ready to tell you everything about themselves. And I do mean everything.
Hello, what can I do for you, eh?
So, where are you right now, honey?
I'm in the garage here, yep.
Oh, what are you wearing?
Well, I got on my brown slacks from Kmart there. I got a light blue shirt, brown loafers, and my Black & Decker tool belt, yep.
Oh, I just love Adam Leather.
Oh well, fine.
So, if you're tired of picking up losers in single bars, pick up the phone and call 1-900-OLD-FART today.
So, tell me, what do you want to do to me, baby? Hello?
Now, you can talk freely to men without inhibitions. Men without hair. Call 1-900-OLD-FART today and say,
oh, wake up, will ya? I'm paying for this! I thought it was those damned Bratz dolls again. They ring my doorbell and then they run off. Lousy copyright infringers.
Barbie, are you okay? It's been forever since I've seen you.
I'm fine. You want to come in and have a jug?
Barbie, do you mean alcohol?
You betcha, sweet plastic ass I do. I'm gonna have me a little party. And you wanna know why, Budge?
Midge.
Whatever. I'm having a party because on 9th March 2019, it's my birthday. And I'll be freaking 60 years old.
Wow, congratulations, Barbie.
Are you fucking serious, you stupid little asshole? Do you know what 60 is? It's 40 years until 100. Do you know what it's like to be 60?
But Barbie, 60 is like the new 30.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Why are you so upset?
Upset? I'll tell you why I'm upset. I was go-go dancer Barbie. Dr. Barbie! Freaking astronaut Barbie, for fuck's sake! And what's left for me? I might as well just go stick my head in a damned easy bake oven.
Wait a second, Barbie. Even though you're over the hill, there's still something you can do. You can, Cougar Barbie!
Cougar Barbie? What's Cougar Barbie?
Cougar Barbie is a hot older woman who runs around with younger guys. You're a cougar!
Damn right. I'm still plenty hot.
And do you know where the cougars prowl for younger guys? The singles bar. Let's go! Wow, there are so many hot guys here. Look, there's G.I. Joe. And over there, Jenny West and his horse Thunderbolt.
How the fuck could that horse get in here?
And look, there's He-Man, master of the universe.
Fuck, look at those muscles.
Oh, look, here comes a cute one.
Hi there, ladies. Major Man Mason. Mattel's man in space.
Is that so? Well, currently you're in my space. You want to step to the side so I can keep an eye out on He-Man?
I'm ready for every adventure. Look, I've got my own equipment.
Hear that, Barbie? He's got his own equipment.
Well, we've got Ken beat.
And I'm bendable. Did you know that?
So what? I can turn my head all the way around. Big deal!
Yes. But I can bend backwards and touch the floor. Watch.
Awesome! He's really doing it, Barbie!
Oh, hell.
Whoa. He broke himself in half!
Well, that's something you don't see every day. Hey, Major! Pull yourself together there!
Don't worry about it, little ladies. My rubber joints simply hardened and become brittle over time. Now, there's just more of me available to pleasure you all. Okay, who wants the top and who wants the bottom? Dating tips for the desperate. I'm your host, Warren Barbender. I'm a shy, sensitive guy who hasn't had a date in over 3 years. That's why I created this show. For all of the shy, sensitive guys like me. Could score some serious booty. Alright, my guest today is relationship expert, Tate Lyle.
Happy to be here.
So, Tate, how could a shy, sensitive guy like me get to swap spit with some serious babage?
Well, there are various ways, Warren, but there is one way that I've found almost 100% successful.
Okay, Tate, but what if you don't have the cash for a prostitute?
No, no, it's nothing like that. It's a great way to meet single women.
Okay, what is it?
A hand puppet.
Did you say a hand puppet?
Okay, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wow, that sounds creepy.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Well, let me explain. I use what I like to call the puppet method to approach women in clubs.
Still pretty high on the creepy scale there, Tate.
But it works. All you need is a cute hand puppet. Here's mine. I call him Jerry. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Mr. Barbender.
Ooh.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so you folks at home. Tate is holding up his friend, Jerry. His puppet friend, I guess you could call him.
Right. So what you do is this. You take your little friend with you to any club frequented by hot single women. You walk up to one, you tap her on the shoulder. When she turns around, you stick the puppet in her face and you say...
Hi, gorgeous. You, me, handcuffs and whipped cream. Interested?
Really? You actually say that?
Yeah. Girls love this stuff. They like a guy with a sense of humor. So now you're on your way to Makeout City.
Yeah, but hey, don't you feel like a dork? I mean, walking around with a sock on your hand.
It's not a sock. This is Jerry. Right, Jerry?
You said it, Tate, buddy.
Right. Okay, whatever.
I know it sounds silly.
Yeah, some might say that.
But it really, really works. I mean, you'll believe the nookie Jerry gets.
Jerry? What about you, Tate?
Me? I usually wait in the car.
Isn't the whole idea to get girls for you?
I never said this method was perfect.
You said it really, really works.
And it does. You should see how girls flock around Jerry, and I'm right there, almost like I'm a part of it. Almost.
So, in other words, you're a wingman to a hand puppet.
Well, I wouldn't put it exactly like that. It's just that Jerry says I come across as too needy.
Jerry says?
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, what's up with that?
Hey, what can I do? The chicks prefer me.
Tate.
But how come you get all the chicks?
I don't know. I'm better looking.
Tate.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Knock it off, you idiot. You're talking to a hand puppet.
I am not a puppet. I'm Jerry.
Give me that.
Oh, oh.
Here's what you can do with your little friend.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Somebody call an ambulance.
Okay. That's all the time we have for this edition of Dating Tips for the Desperate.
Jerry, where are you?
Until next time, this is Warren Bobbin.
Speak to me.
Saying good night.
Stay away from the white light.
As a doctor, I'm often disturbed by how little most women know about modern contraceptives. And that's why I recommend the handiest, most convenient contraceptive ever made. Ball peen hammer. You know, you can take the pill or use the female condom, but believe me, when you come down to it, no contraceptive works as well as ball peen hammer. Try it for 6 months and see. When you pull one of these babies out of your purse, you'll find that most guys will be happy just to remain good friends. Laboratory tests confirm it, so come on, ladies, why be only half safe? Try Ball Peen Hammer and be sure.
Ball Peen Hammer.
Ball Peen Hammer.
Wow, wow, wow!
Ball peen hammer. Look for it in the birth control section of your local hardware store. Hello.
It's you.
Of course. I always knew we would meet again.
It must be 10 years.
You are as beautiful now as the night we first met. Please, let me get you a drink.
Thank you, I'd like...
No, don't tell me. A shot of Laska Vodka over ice.
You remember?
I remember everything. That first night you drank Laska over ice. I wonder why.
Well, I...
No, don't tell me. You are a proud one. Haughty. You close yourself off from the company of others. You have to have the warmth of Laska Vodka to melt the ice in your heart.
No, I'd have to be totally fucking pissed to get off with a slimy asshole like you.
Laska Vodka. Better straight.
Curling up in bed with a good book is okay, especially if it's a dirty book with pictures. Really, man, wouldn't you rather curl up in bed with a sexy lady? I'd like to curl up with a sexy lady. That's just how I am. But here's the thing, gentlemen. Half of men on 40 suffer from erectile dysfunction. It could be a question of blood flow. Or maybe your arteries are so clogged with fat, the slightest exertion could cause your heart to explode. Maybe you're just bored after years of routine sex with your wife. Viagra helps men with ED get and keep an erection, if that's what you want. You might want to worry about the heart exploding thing, though. And now, I'm going to walk around aimlessly in my bikini and thong, smiling suggestively while the announcer reads the scary disclaimer.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex with your own wife. Ask your doctor if your wife can stand to be in the same room as you, you fat, artery-clogged moron. And don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain. Side effects may include headache, blurry vision. No, who gives a flying fuck?
Be ready anytime the moment's right. Just don't get the idea that some pill is going to help you have sex with someone who looks like me. It's not going to happen. Viagra's a pill. Not magic.
So, what does it feel like to be the most beautiful girl in the room?
Excuse me?
Anybody sitting here?
Not at the moment.
Thanks. I'm Hal.
Debbie.
Can I buy you a drink, Debbie?
I've already got
Bartender, two more of those drinks. I guess you probably recognize me, huh?
I'm sorry?
I'm kind of a famous guy.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't normally do this, but check out my ring.
Uh-huh. Nice. That's a pretty green.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's very, very special.
Heirloom?
No. It's not an heirloom. It's my power ring. I'm the Green Lantern.
You're the what?
The Green Lantern. Look, I'll show you. Watch this. Twist the top of the ring.
Twist it?
Yeah, go ahead. Give it a turn.
Okay. Oh my, what the hell is that?
That? Oh, it's my crime-fighting outfit. I told you, I am the Green Lantern.
You. Wait, who are you?
I'm the Green Lantern. I fight crime and, you know, I give the kids a good example. So, you want to go back to my place?
Wait a minute. So you're like Spider-Man?
No. He's a wuss. Green Lantern. The Green
Lantern. Like one of those camping lanterns, so you help people camp?
No, it's not like a camping light. I mean, there is a lantern, but it's not for camping.
Well, what's it for?
It's for recharging my... Look, you know, that's not important. What I'm saying is, I'm a superhero. I'm kind of a big deal. I've saved the planet now a few times, and by the way, you're welcome.
Uh-huh.
And I just let you in on my big secret. So now, you and I are... We're...
What?
We should probably go back to my place.
Seriously? You told me all of this just so that I would sleep with you?
Wait.
Do girls actually fall for this?
No, I mean, yes, they... Wait, no, yes... Look, I'm just trying. I mean, what I'm doing is...
So you're a superhero, like Batman or Iron Man.
Yes. They're wussies, but now you're getting it.
Okay, but then how come I've never heard of you? Those guys have had huge movies made about them.
Oh, for crying out loud. Come on. There was a Green Lantern movie. Open June 17th.
When?
2011. But grossing $219 million, thank you very much. Iron Man can suck it. I can't believe you've never seen the movie.
No. Who played you?
Ryan Reynolds.
Who?
He was in The Proposal with Sandra Bullock. They got a 59% rating from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Huge. Well, okay. Do you have a cool car at least? Like the Batmobile?
Well, I've got pretty much the ring... And the lantern.
Yes, a camping lantern.
It's not a camping lantern. It's where I get my powers from.
I thought that was from the ring.
No, the ring, yes, but it's the battery for the ring, and that's cool, huh?
Look, I better go. I gotta be at work early tomorrow, so I'll...
No. You're leaving?
Yeah, I'll see you around.
But I'm the Green Lantern.
It's been real, I think.
I am Green Lantern. Damn it. Yeah, hey, Aquaman. It's GL here. No, absolutely nothing. I couldn't score in a woman's prison with a pistol and a fistful of pardons. Listen, why don't you see what Ant-Man and Martian Manhunter are doing? Maybe you guys want to come over and play Call of Duty on Xbox? Yeah. Hey, and bring your controllers.
That was the GWA 2018 End of Tone Play, which starred Maple Lance.
I'm glad I've got my library card, because I am totally checking her out.
Winter Whispers.
Are you tired of talking dirty to yourself?
Reader 7.
I'm often disturbed by how little most women know about modern contraceptives.
Brainy Bay.
Now, you can talk freely to men without inhibitions. Men without hair.
The Phantom Mistress.
Hello?
Turkish Trooper?
That's something you don't see every day. Hey, Major, pull yourself together there.
Sly Raconteur?
Cougar Barbie is a hot older woman who runs around with younger guys. You're a cougar.
Lord Bartex?
Still pretty high on the creepy scale there, Tate.
Girl in dungarees?
You remember.
Soul pathologist?
Just don't get the idea that some pill is going to help you have sex with someone who looks like me.
Grover Cold.
Ask your doctor if your wife can stand to be in the same room as you, fat artery clog moron.
Emerald 5.
I've saved the planet now a few times. By the way, you're welcome.
Miss Melino.
Seriously? You told me all of this just so that I would sleep with you? Do girls actually fall for this?
And 13th Fox. Written and engineered by 13th Fox, with additional lines from Maple Lance and Reader 7. All sound effects and music were by 13th Fox or royalty free. A huge thank you to everyone who participated, with a special thank you from Fox to Brainy Babe, Reader 7, The Phantom Mistress, Sly Raconteur, Tarkus Trooper, Salt Pathologist, Maple Lance, and Miss Melinda for their invaluable technical help and support backstage. Your announcer was Sly Raconteur. Have a great interview, people. Be excellent to each other. And Podion, dudes.